Since 2009, there have been at least 17 deaths among workers on Wisconsin's dairy farms, and nearly half of those were not investigated by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration. To find out why, I'm joined by Melissa Sanchez. She's been reporting on safety in Wisconsin's dairy industry for ProPublica. Melissa, to start, let's look at a recent case. In March 2023, Florencio Gomez Rodriguez drowned after he drove a skid steer into a 14-foot-deep pond filled with manure on the dairy farm where he worked. Why was there, after this tragedy, apparently no OSHA investigation?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's the reason why we wound up reporting this story. So OSHA has been around since the 70s, but basically right when it started, Congress put a special exemption into place that they build every year that exempts small farms from inspections. And so farms with fewer than 11 workers and farms that don't have what's called the temporary labor camp do not get inspected by OSHA. So in this case, an OSHA inspector went out the morning after Florencio died and turned around and left after less than an hour after discovering that the farm had only 7 or 8 workers. So that's generally what happens on small farms, but we looked into this because of the temporary labor camp issue and housing.
And because that reasoning has been given in a number of other cases, you looked at this and you found that in these cases where OSHA said, well, there's no temporary housing exemption to give us the authority to investigate here, it wasn't always as simple as that sounded.
So across Wisconsin, dairy farms routinely provide housing to immigrant workers. Housing can be on site, housing can be at an apartment nearby, but it's pretty standard, and many of these workers are undocumented. And what we found in OSHA's own records is that over the years, OSHA has repeatedly called this type of housing a temporary labor camp, which would give it a jurisdiction to inspect. But OSHA has not been consistent to this interpretation. And so in the case of Florencio, even though he lived in a house down the road with a bunch of other workers, the house was provided by his employer, OSHA did not inspect the farm. And we asked OSHA about this, like, why didn't you inspect when there was housing? And OSHA initially said that the inspector who went to visit didn't find housing. But even after we told them about the housing and provided evidence about it, they said that there was no temporary labor camp. So it's very confusing, and OSHA has been very inconsistent about what it calls a temporary labor camp.
As you mentioned, the workers that you highlighted in this piece were all undocumented, something that was largely known by the employers. How does being undocumented heighten risks for farm workers?
One of the obvious things is language. We've written a lot about language in the past, but often farmers and their workers can't communicate with each other. And what winds up happening is that workers aren't trained properly because they don't speak the same language on things from how to use a skid steer properly to just basic safety issues. So that comes up a lot. If you're undocumented, you're a lot less likely to speak up or complain about safety issues or other problems for fear of job loss or fear of deportation. Undocumented folks end up having a lot of debt when they come to the U.S., so they're incentivized to work a lot of hours. And so they frequently work 70 to 80 hours, which makes you exhausted and more likely to be in situations that are risky when you're so tired. There's a lot of reasons, but a lot of people don't even know that OSHA exists, so they don't know what their rights are. And farmers know that their workers are undocumented. It's sort of this open secret, and unscrupulous farmers can use that to their advantage.
What's the response been to this reporting here in Wisconsin?
So we've heard from attorneys, from advocates, and from workers a lot of surprise that OSHA had ever inspected injuries or deaths on small farms. I think a lot of people in Wisconsin and across the country have really who care about worker safety were shocked that OSHA had found a way in Wisconsin to do its job on small farms, and also disappointment that OSHA has been inconsistent about it. We've spoken to even like the former higher ups in OSHA who had no idea that OSHA had ever done this. So I think what we're hearing from folks is confusion about what OSHA is doing and a desire for more clarity about whether it would continue to view this type of housing as a temporary labor camp, and some more consistency too.
Reporter Melissa Sanchez with ProPublica, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.